Hello to all of our dedicated followers out there, and if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the Kingdom Podcast. My name is Ashley Capuzzi, and as one of the leaders of Saluna and responsible for marketing and telling our story, I'm thrilled to have some of the best in the field discussing entrepreneurship, blockchain use cases, renewable energy innovation, and so much more on our show. We hope you enjoy this episode as much as we do. Now let's get started. So we are back with another episode of the Kingdom Podcast. My name is Ashley Capuzzi, and I am excited today to bring a new series that we are working on in with women. So we'll be focusing on women entrepreneurship, women in technology, blockchain, renewable energy, academic influencers will be guests on our podcast, as well as those advocates who are men, which we have many of them. We'll be talking to women who are CEOs. We'll be talking to entrepreneurial mothers. So we're really excited to talk to these guests and then bring topics around gender equality and women empowerment to you. So this might not seem like a very unique idea, very unique concept or topic, but there's, with my colleague and I, Sabelle here, we certainly feel in our own experience that there couldn't possibly be enough resources and networks to support. So we are bringing something new to you, and we hope you enjoy it. This is a very new series for us, so we would love to help ask you to help us keep it going. So please rate and review at the end of this. Today, I'm excited to be co-hosting, like I mentioned, with Sabelle Ramirez, our content strategist here at Saluna. And I've had the privilege of working with Sabelle, been introduced by a personal friend, and been working together for a few months now. And so we have had an absolute blast here working on marketing. And one of the best parts, trying to come up with, you know, how do we tell our story? We have such a great story here at Saluna, and also as us women individually. And so how do we tell our story? And everyone has a story. And I think that's the most fun about marketing. So here we are.
Hi. I'm super excited to be here. Mm-hmm. We've been, like you said, working together for a few months now, planning out, brainstorming. And this is definitely the topic I was most excited about. Women in creative and professional spaces is something I'm very passionate about personally, and I'm looking forward to diving in.
Great. So we enter into this series. I know we both have expectations of what we want others, the audience, to get out of this, and what, you know, what we want. And, you know, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of In With Women? For me, I think strong women. Including myself. I know many of them, and they range in all different fields, in all different stages of those fields in their careers. So I think of strong women. And so what about you?
Yeah, when I think about In With Women, I'm thinking in the company of women, in communities with women, in networks with women. I think particularly women that are in professional and creative spaces are inspiring for me. And I think it's natural that we're in this space, not only together, but I see most or all women as creators naturally.
Amen. I hear that.
And I think that that's kind of what brings me personally more interested and closer. And I think that a lot of women are looking for that sense of community. And like you said, there's no lack of resources about women, but there's also never enough simultaneously.
Agreed. So I think for me, it's also about, it's not just the marketing field that I'm trying to push and believe women are so good at. But I think for me, my background has always been technology, software specifically, and in the startup area, in the startup, mm-hmm. startup realm. So for me, it's an obvious lack of women participation. And in my earlier years, a lot of lack of support across the board from men and women alike.
Right.
So I think when I look at, let's say, technology or renewable energy or blockchain, which is any one of the three spaces that Saluna falls into, I think, you know, how do we tell stories around those different verticals and industries so that women feel empowered to try something new?
Right.
And go where a lot of women aren't. And so I always think of another podcast that I've done where we talk about getting an entry point and feeling the power to join an industry that maybe isn't so, that is male dominated. And mm-hmm. I think of Karen Ottoni from Hyperledger. Mm-hmm. She has, if you haven't seen that podcast, definitely she talks about empowering women all the time. And I think it's in the technology field, and I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think back to that point of entry, I think that's something I really relate to, especially coming from an academic space where learning about different forms of media and learning about emerging tech and new mm-hmm. media, it's not only is it exciting, but it kind of it is an inspiring space sure. because it is about telling a story. It's about shining light on a particular problem or community. And I think that as a woman, even though I know that there are many women in this space mm-hmm. or in the various spaces that I'm interested in, sometimes finding their stories and seeing them being highlighted and promoted is hard to find. It's hard to come by, definitely. And that makes it more difficult for someone like me to be like, okay, who can I look to in this industry as a role model, or how can I see how they got in so mm-hmm. that I can feel like the inspiration to get in myself.
So when you say like yourself, what are you thinking? If as a female, or, you know, because it's not just female barrier to point of entry. It's, you know, age, it's everything. And, you know, we talk here at Saluna, one of the biggest themes we talk about is diversity and struggles amongst all of us, because we have so many different right. people here. But is that what you mean? Your
yeah,
age, or
I think,
is it experience? Is it what?
I think it's a combination of mm-hmm. like a bunch of things that seem like limitations, but actually are advantages. And I don't, and that does include age, experience. It does include culture, even sometimes physical limitation feeling, because I'm not directly based in the city itself. I'm a little bit outside of it, and that always felt like some sort of limitation. And I think that I would say there are a lot more people in my predicament than people that are right in the center of opportunity. And it's learning how to leverage the things that you might not realize mm-hmm. are actually at your advantage.
And things that maybe, you just said something, limitations that actually, they seem like limitations, but they're really advantages.
Right.
So I look at myself as an example, as a full-time executive and mother.
Right.
And so that's, you know, not always, I think today it's seen a lot more as mm-hmm. not just a working mother, but, you know, working two full-time jobs and I think some of the lessons I've learned from my children and some of the lessons that I've had to implement as being a mother have taken me to a whole new level in my business career, mm-hmm. my business adventure for sure. So, you know, there was a time, I don't know that it was too long ago or too much in the distant past, but I think there was a time where I felt like I had to choose, or I didn't know how to get into a space because I was, you know, still a full-time mom.
Right.
And I'll tell you, once you just let that go and you realize that there really are no limitations if you put your mind to it and you have a network of people that are there to support you and help you, there's really no boundaries.
Yeah, I think you definitely hit it on the head there. Network is the most important, mm-hmm. A supportive network, but also, I mean, I was talking to our CEO, John, recently about that feeling of limitation. And one of the ones I was most worried about leaving college was that I was in school for the liberal arts. And mm-hmm. I was like, I got no hard skills out of this. And the one skill that I was proud of was critical thinking and writing. And I was like, well, I don't want to write full time. What am I going to do? And then coming to a place like Saluna, where so much of what we do is about telling our story and yes. realizing that, I mean, we're going to get into the marketing part soon, but that knowing how to tell a story and learning how to approach it at different angles is actually the primary skill. Mm-hmm. And now I look at it as the most important skill.
And it's approaching it at different angles at different times. So there's always a place to tell the story. It's just a matter of, and you know, most of the time there's a conversation already being had. It's right. just a matter of finding the right place and inserting yourself at the right time into the existing conversations. Mm-hmm. And if you can tell the story the right way, it's, you know, how do you get it out there as well? So just, you know, a lot of testing and, you know, figuring out what works, what doesn't. But if you have a good story like Saluna, it's certainly, but I think what helps is, and John, our CEO, will say this, it's not ever about a product, a feature, or even your mission statement. Right. It's about the people. And each one of us, and our CTO, Dip Patel, has said this, and he actually wrote a blog about this, every person has a story. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, exciting, boring, good, bad, everyone has a story. And I think the fact that we are a small but mighty team and everyone has a story brings so much fun and excitement into the Soluna story because we, you know, we each say it, tell it a little differently, say things a little differently, mm-hmm. have a different level of enthusiasm or excitement depending on, you know, if we're working on the engineering side, on the energy side, on the marketing side. So it's definitely fun, but it's not just the story of the company. You have to have a team that have stories as well. And everyone does. It's just a matter of, do you tell them and how do you tell them?
Right, definitely. And I'll go a step further to say that sometimes the stories that you need to hear are the ones that share your values, which I think is something that we at Soluna are really focused on, is that every story that we tell and every decision that we make is centered around our values. And we've talked about that a lot.
Let's talk about those values real quick. 100% renewable energy.
Yep. Transparency.
Right. And supporting local economies.
Right.
So very, I mean, can't get them better than that.
I know. Yeah. And I think when I just quickly thinking about women in renewable energy spaces, tech mm-hmm. spaces and all of that, I think maybe somebody out there is doing work that while they appreciate our values is not directly focused on ours right. and they need to find a story or a source of inspiration that's closely matched with theirs. Mm-hmm. And that's what having a platform like this is all about. It's about approaching things at different angles, approaching right. different people's stories and seeing the way that they're making a mark in their industry.
Well said. So you've been here just a few months. What would you say, or what is your, you know, when you look at the different core values that we have, where do you fall most passionate about in those? And there's no wrong answer, just curious.
Somewhere between transparency and supporting local economies. I think at my heart, I've always been socially driven mm-hmm. and I've always been concerned with justice. And I think that supporting local economies is not, I mean, we've said this before, but it's definitely not something commonly valued in the tech industry or tech spaces. And I think, I mean, luckily for us, that the renewable energy part plays directly into that. But even without that aspect, knowing that the work that we're doing is positively impacting people, and even specifically, if you want to look even further specifically, impacting women, mm-hmm. I think that that's really what keeps me tied to doing the work here is knowing that on top of that, we're also being very transparent, not just with the communities that we're seeking to support, sure. but with each other.
And I think that would, if I had to say transparency, while our core values are extremely important across the board to me, I think transparency on this topic for, you know, In With Women series and talking about empowering women, right. I think transparency and how we have implemented transparency, not only with the market, with investors, potential investors, but also amongst our team, it's really been the, you know, you have to be vulnerable in order to be transparent, and being transparent and knowing that everyone is, it's mandated here. It's at right. Soluna, you have to be transparent. So knowing you can walk into a meeting or open your mouth and have a voice on a conference call, mm-hmm. It gives you the confidence that you have an opinion and you can share it. And it goes back to marketing and telling your story. Again, anyone can tell a story. Everyone has a story. But if you don't have a voice to tell it, mm-hmm. You know, you can put it out on every digital channel across the board. But you need to be able to have that voice. And I think transparency has allowed me personally to feel okay. I know where everyone stands. I know what we're telling the market, and I know what our investors think, and I know what my team thinks, and I can be myself.
Right. And even introspectively, having a team that values transparency. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you've said, everyone does have a story, but sometimes those stories, not only are they not visible, but then even when you tell your story, they're not valued equitably.
Right.
And I think that—
Do you find that in larger companies?
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. definitely. I think not only is the hierarchy in larger companies in comparison to a small team in a startup, but even the hierarchy structure itself sometimes feels lost, because not only are you one of many, but then just to reach the person that you want to hear your story, mm-hmm. particularly, it seems not only intimidating, which it's definitely intimidating, but it seems almost impossible to get a hold of, like, who's running the show here. In a startup, it's definitely not like that. You see who's running the show, and we're almost all doing it at the same
time. Which may not be good or bad. Yeah, or which may be good or bad. But do you think that is a key factor in whether it's a startup or a larger company, the leadership?
Oh, definitely. I mean,
you always hear the term lead by example.
Right. Well, I think that in a startup environment, not only because we're a small number, but also we have the chance to get to know each other in a way that it's right. like, I understand the best way that you might digest information or mm-hmm. the best way to approach you. And that leads back right to vulnerability, knowing, okay, maybe if I approach it this way, that person's not really hearing mm-hmm. what I'm saying. I need them to like really digest what I'm saying and try to understand why either we can move forward together, where we're not meeting eye to eye, how our ideas differ, whatever it is. I think that's that collaboration aspect, right. that's not as common mm-hmm. in a bigger entity.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say that we have mastered. I mean, there's always room for improvement, but right. I think we've mastered that here at Soluna.
Yeah, so I agree.
I am shocked to say this, but we are almost out of time. This just goes so fast. Again, this is, you know, a new series for us, but, you know, what's one thing that if you want the audience, and we touched on this a little bit in the beginning, but if you want to have people, the audience, take anything away from this, what would it be?
I think that, you know, knowing that you're tuning in because we're providing resources and a network, and that we really are looking to collaborate. If you have any ideas or suggestions, I think we've always been open to taking those, but also that we're really here to lift stories that aren't as told as brightly or as mm-hmm. often.
And also help people. I think that's, for me, it's key. Help people tell their stories. So this isn't just about Soluna. This isn't just about a specific industry.
Right.
You know, we really are, you know, want to boil down the ability to market and tell a story and give women specifically a chance to dial in and tune in and hear, you know, some tips and pointers and other women talking about, you know, how they tell their story.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much. This is our, you know, kickoff series. So yeah. I'm so excited. So thank you for being here. There will be many more episodes to come. I will be co-hosting together. We'll each have our own individual guests. So signing off for now with the Kingdom podcast. And again, this is our new series, In With Women. We definitely want to have your support in keeping this going. So rate and review at the end. And thanks for listening.
Until next time.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find more on what you heard today in the show notes. We are always adding new and exciting topics and guests to the show, so be sure to subscribe on your platform of choice on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify, and follow us on Twitter at The Kingdom Pod. The video version of each episode is also available on YouTube, and you can check us out on our website at soluna.io and subscribe to our regular newsletter. And of course, if you liked what you heard in this episode, please share it with people and keep the conversations going. Even better, make sure to rate and review The Kingdom. 5 stars and positive reviews will help to keep pressing topics like these at the top of the charts and minds of renewable energy and blockchain enthusiasts like yourself. So thanks again for listening. Until next time.